I was facilitating a group at Youth Pride once, and we have checkout questions that we do. And on that particular occasion, the question was, who would you go straight for? And so the question came to me, and I was thinking of a clever way I could respond. And I told them, I said, my name's Maru Gonzalez. I was 24, and I'm already straight, but I'll tell you who I'd go gay for, kind of trying to make it clever. And then one of the youth said, you're straight. Then why do you volunteer here? And that really broke my heart because it implied that people like me aren't supposed to care about people like him. And it struck me that that had been his experience for so long. And so why would I care? Why would a straight person go to Youth Pride and volunteer and spend so much time doing advocacy and activism? And I looked at him and I said, that's exactly why I volunteer here, because we need to change that perception. You know, a lot of youth in schools, LGBTQ youth in particular, they don't feel that sense of affirmation, of acceptance.
I think so many people in schools kind of just go with what the fear is or the discrimination. So I guess I'm curious why this touches your heart so much.
As a school counseling intern, one of the things that I sought to do was work with youth. And I heard things aren't going to change. And that's just the way things are. And you have to accept it. You know, it's easier. It's comfortable. Change is difficult. It's controversial, but it's necessary. It doesn't affect me directly. But I have to say that, you know, when youth came into my office talking about not being accepted by their peers or their parents, asking me if they were going to go to hell because they were gay, telling me that they wanted to kill themselves because they didn't accept who they are and because nobody accepted who they were, that affects me. You know, I can't be silent when I hear those stories. And I was silent for a long time, but when you hear things like that from youth, you have to replace that silence with responsibility and an act.